ordinance number 1898, Bruce Fisher.
Yes, gentlemen, this is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest Fork Hundred, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 30,750 square feet, more or less, lying southeast corner of Roads 532, also known as Camp Road, and U.S. Route 13. This would be a quarter mile or so south of the town limits of Bridgeville and directly across 113 from the town limits of Bridgeville at the Heritage Shores complex. And the applicant did file a copy of his survey site plan. If you bear with me a second, I'll make that available. On November 3rd of 2010, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report. The references that a traffic impact study is not recommended. At the current level of service C of U.S. Route 13 and the current level of service A of Camp Road will not change as a result of this application. On May 23rd of 2011, the Conservation District provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that there is one soil type on this site, that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it is not likely that the proposed project would necessitate off-site drainage improvements, and that it may be possible that on-site drainage improvements will be required. On May 24th of 2011, the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division provided comments in the form of a memorandum which references that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 1, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county-operated sanitary sewer district, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the parcel is located within the growth and annexation area of the town of Bridgeville, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently expects to provide sewer service, and that a concept plan is not required. And that's all I received to date from any agency or individual on this application.
All right, so we thank you. I believe you are Mr. Fisher.
Yes, that's correct. My name is Bruce Fisher. My address is 33718. West Coates Road, and that's in Lewis.
Okay. You've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Just briefly, I would like to add that I know that there is a large need for dental services and oral surgery services on the western side of Sussex County. And I know that because for several years I've been a part of the Executive Council of the state of Delaware. And it is a constant issue for the state of Delaware and specifically for Sussex County. And I think that placing a dental office or a professional office in that location would help to alleviate part of that problem.
All right, sir, thank you. I'll tell you what, well, I think we understand the application. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you. And We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Are there other professional offices or other office buildings, similar businesses in the vicinity of your application?
I'm sorry, did you say are there?
Are there other businesses, similar like businesses in vicinity of your application?
There are none currently, but I know that, just trying to go up there, maybe 300 or 400 yards north of this building, there's an approved professional office complex. It's not currently built, but the sign on the highway says, you know, approved some significant square footage.
Can I ask a question?
Sure. Yeah.
Is that in the town of Bridgeville?
I don't know exactly where the town limits are, but I think so.
The closest thing to you physically is the produce stand.
Right.
And I think state police barracks. Is that right?
Yes, and then I think just north of that, still on the northbound side of the highway, is where there's already an approved professional office retail complex, but it's not built.
There's a number of commercial uses.
No, I'm not questioning that. I was just trying to...
A number of commercial uses in that area, yeah.
I was thinking there's maybe an approved site plan that we haven't seen because it's in the town of Ridgeville. Ridgeville's annexed part of the field north of the site.
I think you're right, and I do think that's where it is. I think it is in the
town. In some close proximity to the produce market, there must be a approved site plan for a professional center.
Yeah, well, when I looked, I actually looked at this property on the comprehensive map as well as I could see it on my computer, but it looks like this whole little triangle that's between Route 13 and Camp Road is on the comprehensive map as something like desirable for business growth, or I couldn't make out exactly what it was.
Could be town center or
something like that.
Probably town center. Okay. Agreed. Okay. Ross, any other questions?
Yes. Would you require a sign of any kind out front if it were to act favorably on your application?
Just a small professional sign, yeah. I realize that got omitted from the application.
Our ordinance allows a 4x8, 32 square foot lighted.
That's fine. Yeah.
And do you anticipate a number of employees to work? How many employees would be working in the facility?
I don't. As an oral surgeon, I don't require many employees. Two or three at any given time is more than
probably not more than four.
That's fair to say, yes.
And typically, you are open just 5 days a week. Is that correct?
5 days a week. There's some potential for Saturday mornings, and then there's always the, you know, you never know when you're going to get called in for an emergency. I will also say that I have spoken to someone from Nanticoke Hospital and, you know, just kind of let them know that I was interested in coming over that way, and they were supportive of that. So there's always the chance for if somebody calls me into the hospital and I don't have the things I need in the hospital, I would take somebody to my office to do whatever I had to do. So there's some potential for after hours needing to access the property, but it's a rarity.
So Monday through Friday, say 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, something like that, and then Saturdays and then for emergency use as needed?
Yeah, I would say 8 to 6. I tend to work into the evening sometimes, and Saturdays, sure, like 8 to 1 or something like that.
Need to be able to read my notes when I get done.
Then you don't want me to write them for you.
You don't want me to write them either. They'll be typed when I get home tonight. Let's see. I think that's about all we really need. I'll see if the other commissioners fill in any holes I missed, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so Mr. Smith.
Just one question. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Would there be any storage of any narcotics, any anesthetics, anything like that on site?
I do administer narcotic and benzodiazepine medications. They're sedative medications.
What measures do you take to secure them so some reprobate?
There will be a security system on site. There will be a video security system on site, and those materials are kept in a locked safe.
Thank you.
That's all. All right, sir. Mr. Burton.
I have no questions.
Mr. Lang?
Just for the record, if anybody's interested in attendance, the entrance to this site is from Camp Road and not U.S. Route 113, not 113, sorry.
That's correct.
13. Thank you.
All right. Counselor?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1898, Bruce Fisher? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1898? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1899, Richard M. Ingram.
The This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for multifamily dwelling structures, proposing 16 units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 4 acres, more or less, lying northwest of Road 291, also known as Martin Farm Road, 675 feet southwest of Road 262, also known as Fisher Road. For the benefit of the commission, I did just pass down copies of the site plan on this application. It shows 4 buildings, proposing 4 units in each building with appropriate driveway and parking. On March 3rd of 2011, DLDOT provided comments in the form of a support facilities report.